This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation the Viringham International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Viringham port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala.
देश के मैरिटाइम सेक्टर को नई ऊंचाई देने में प्राइवेट सेक्टर का भी अहम योगदान है. पब्लिक प्राइवेट पार्टनरशिप के तहत पिछले 10 वर्षों में हजारों करोड़ रुपए का निवेश हुआ है. इस भागीदारी से न केवल हमारे पोर्ट ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड पर अपग्रेड हुए हैं, बल्कि वो फ्यूचर रेडी भी बने हैं. प्राइवेट सेक्टर की भागीदारी से इनोवेशन और एफिशिएंसी दोनों को बढ़ावा मिला है.
Addressing the event, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said the Viringham port has opened a gateway to the development potential of the third millennium. The Viringham port project has been implemented at a cost of 8,900 crore rupees under the public-private partnership model. The commissioning of Viringham port in Thiruvananthapuram marks a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala on the global maritime map. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh this evening. The Prime Minister will also flag off the construction of core capital facilities in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. The global media dialogue kicked off this morning at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai as part of the WAVE Summit 2025. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. Speaking at the inaugural session, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said technology and tradition must go hand in hand. Dr. Jaishankar said innovation is key to the leapfrogging which will create a developed India by 2047.
In many ways, technology can strengthen awareness of our vast heritage and deepen consciousness about it, especially for younger generations. We also bear in mind that innovation is key to the leapfrogging that will create a developed India by 2047.
On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said globally the media and entertainment industry is valued at around $3 trillion.
Globally, the media and entertainment industry is valued around $3 trillion. But its true value goes far beyond the numbers. The true value lies in the empathy that it creates, in the ideas that it conveys, and in the future that it helps us imagine.
Over 60 countries are participating in the event with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. Delhi and its adjoining areas woke up to heavy rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. A woman, along with her three children, died while her husband was injured after a tree fell on a tube well room built on a farm in Karkari Canal village in Dwarka area. The Delhi airport has said there is some impact on flight operations due to adverse weather conditions, and all stakeholders are working together to ensure a seamless and efficient passenger experience. It has urged passengers to contact their airlines for the latest flight updates. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta visited Majnuka Tila this morning to inspect waterlogging issues. Talking to media, she said she is personally present on the ground with the concerned officials to resolve the problem. She said clear instructions have been given to all officers to identify places where waterlogging is occurring across Delhi and ensure a solution. In IPL T20 cricket today, Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs in Jaipur. And with that, we end this news bulletin.